All right, hello, hello, hello. So, I know I just published the last one, but that one was a lot of fun. And I'm going to get back to this whole alien thing because I've had time to think about it a little deeper. And I got some fascinating stuff. But we have got to talk about the police versus America situation going on right now. This thing is getting, like, to a fever pitch, and it is not okay. Like, Jesus Christ. You know, there is a lot of stuff going on, like Florida right now, Minnesota, like lots of examples of some seriously concerning reactions to protests that are being sparked by legitimately unacceptable actions. Any one of these incidents, and then a fair observation of the data, screams to a broken system. You know, and however that system's failures get categorized, you know, there's no denying a fucking awful public persona image, like, issue right now. Like, the police have been a long time removed from having, like, these great reputations. You know, the modern age has not seen a magnificent reputation of the police. But right now, like, it really seems that the more data we get, like, the more imagery that's captured, like, the worse the situation is. You know? Like, take any year previous to this. Like, just some of the worst actions. You know, but it would have been enough to really spark some type of reform if there wasn't intent in keeping it a broken system. You know? So I know I'm wandering a little bit here, but it's really baffling to me. Like, I know this is a function of the increase in cameras and the shareability of imagery and stuff like that, but, like, it should not be such an avalanche of content of these misbehaviors, you know? Of cops obviously being undertrained in physical confrontations, being absolutely underqualified handling firearms, you know? The apparent obligation that an officer always have a sidearm. You know? Like, there's just times where it's just, you know, like, there's this huge range of situations where bringing a firearm into the situation for any reason, no matter how well-intended it is, like, that's just, we gotta be better than that. Like, firearms cannot be such a priority in these situations, you know? Right now, there's no permission to compromise from one side because the bad guys here seem to really be fucking digging in. And if you're truly a well-intentioned and good police officer who's removed from all these scenarios, you know, good for you, but you've got to see the reputation that your career has, and, you know, I imagine there's some kind of obligation coming with this to do some damage control or to step away, you know, and what a tragedy to drive away the good officers, you know, the true people who are trying to keep the peace and just be decent to their community. Like, what a tragedy that they would have to walk away from that because of inaction by the majority to do aggressive damage control and reputation control. You know, the law is still moving too slow. just something as absolutely benign as like the marijuana situation. You know, the fact that it's so rapidly becoming commonplace, but it's so slowly freeing, you know, people who society have locked up, deemed criminals, you know, and it doesn't seem to be making a huge priority on making it as right as possible for those people, you know, like, absolution is required, and it's coming slow, and that's just in the most harmless, obviously ridiculous situation. Like, prohibition has never worked, will never work, and just the fallout from that is unthinkable. Now you add in this perception that they have a license to kill. You know, like, where the hairs get split on this baffles me. Oh, comply, they shouldn't resist and stuff like that. You know, be that as it may, like, killing a human being at the first sign of, like, resistance to, you know, the presence of law enforcement? Like, I'm not sure, like, how this thing's gotten framed in a lot of people's minds, but, like, the fantasy that law enforcement can be this, like, super preventative, you know, and the worst thinkers of it seem to believe that it needs to be permitted at all costs, like qualified immunity. You know, like, if something bad happens, well, that's just the cost of doing business to have this kind of position. You know, what kind of people are you attracting if the job description comes with this implicit permission to misbehave? You know? Like, all the good people disregard that, but the bad people, like, lick their chops at it. You know, the temperament that it requires just to be a bouncer, you know, or a security guard somewhere. Like, just that patience is unthinkable. So the temperament that has to be the standard for people who are given this level of authority to monopolize violence, like, it needs to be scrutinized. You know, and we're already at this point, but there's going to be this transition period where the compromise has to go too far the other direction. Like, which puts, you know, it transitions danger towards the law enforcement side. You know, but you got it, like, they're just going to have to start letting fucking people go. You know, if somebody runs, they fucking get to run. If something falls out from that, then we need new strategies to deal with that. But we don't train police or even equip them. You know, these firearms aren't even doing the job of making them force multipliers and de-escalation. Like, the presence of a police officer should carry with it the authority and the respect that, okay, the adults are in the fucking room now. We're going to defer to this person to make the right decision and do the right thing. And, like, that level of respect is not warranted right now. You know, that is not the public perception. That is not the conversation being had. So, you know, the worse it gets before it gets better, the greater the blowback is going to be where, you know, cops are going to find themselves not allowed to carry fucking guns. You know? And I'm sure a lot of them will quit out of that level of increased perceived threat, and that's understandable. Like, one of the basic principles of freedom is that everybody should be free to walk away from an occupation that requires them to take on undue danger. You know? And I've been diving through some of the data, and there's some really interesting statistics that pop out with police. You know, like there's some real just regular blue-collar kind of jobs that kill way more, like, police on a, like the perception that they're under attack does not seem to be warranted considering how many more people die doing construction. And it's like a multiple of it, not just a bigger number. So, you know, like, this, like, the other statistic that was fascinating is that it takes like a third, like 600, 500 to 600 hours to be a cop typically. And most states, like cosmetology, you know, estheticians, barbers, you know, people who, you know, that career carries like 18 to 24, sometimes, you know, some of them require up to 6,000 hours. I can't remember which profession that was, but like 600 hours is incredibly minimal training considering the job that police have. And simply having like this requirement of like police being in a certain condition, you know, like all police should be in fighting shape. I don't care what gender they are. I don't care anything specific to any one of them, but all of them need to be bad motherfuckers, you know, because combat needs to be deterred, you know. So, like, Andrew Yang has said something about this. Sam Harris just had Renner Gracie on his podcast. But, like, just getting these guys trained up in jiu-jitsu and real basic stick work. Like, just real basic stick work, you know, so they can use the batons that they have. Like, the fundamentals of these, like, getting trained up to a reasonable level makes every police officer there, like, odds-on favorites in any type of confrontation. You know? The frequency of armed incidents is minimal enough to where the ripple effect from and the improvement of the perception of police would be so profound if they were just required to be in fantastic shape. You know, military shape. You know, we don't need superhumans, even though that'd be super cool. But we need people that, like, when their presence is known and it carries weight with it. You know, but more importantly than that, because that decreases the fear that they're coming into it with and the incidence of just bad reactionary outcomes. You know, which is not to be dismissive to the incidents, like, that gets applied very, very few of the times. But there are examples of where it's just these flagrant lack of training, you know, coming back to haunt people. You know, tactical jobs, like, and having, you know, like having a higher standard on avoiding, like, a bad skin reaction to a treatment or a bad haircut, like, that can't be a, like, multiple times as hard or as time consuming to get proficient at than police work, you know. So the other angle of this is the temperament and like the knowledge of the law. Like when you see cops get flustered, you know, because they're like, people are resisting them, no, I don't want to show you my ID and stuff like that, you should have such a fucking crisp answer. According to X, Y, and Z, in this situation, detailed description, this is the reason that I feel I have the right to identify you, to have this conversation. And if you don't, then fuck off. Okay, we need cops. And there's examples of this all the time where they're like, you're right. We don't have the right. Like, this is why we were doing it. Like, it was an attempt to de-escalate or to clarify, you know, a miscommunication. But you're right. In this moment, you do have this right. So I'm asking you to. I do not have the authority, nor would I even try to enforce it if I did. Like, I'm asking you out of respect as a human being. You know, like, conversations like that going viral matter, you know? And then, statistically speaking, an alarmingly high percentage of police interactions are eventless. You know, just a regular ass traffic ticket, or, you know, the scene of an accident, or reporting something stolen, or, you know, whatever, you know, run-of-the-mill incidents like small town cops like deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, just normal shit. I've had a lot of interactions with the police in my life. The vast majority of them have been completely fucking peaceful and normal. And so, yeah, just, you know, discount that to whatever degree privilege played a part, and I acknowledge it played a huge fucking part in a lot of those situations. But still, you know, that's my experience base, and that's one of the Bayesian priors I have to pull from. So, anyway, the kind of losing my steam here, so I apologize. We're already at 15 minutes anyway. But, you know, the police thing is important that if nobody's willing to talk about alternatives, then people need to do damage control. There needs to be a concentrated effort to massively scale up the training of these people and do it transparently. You know, body cams all the time. Drones get deployed to do aerial recording of incidents, you know? Like, deal with privacy on the backside, but the fucking perception that there's just a murder a day, you know, in some high profile gunfight between either the police and citizens, or citizens that have access to guns that can kill a lot of people in a single incident, you know? Like, all of this is a conversation that really needs to happen. But, you know, growing up somewhere where the police have a decent reputation, you know, not stellar, but, I mean, a decent reputation, you know, it's a powerful community binder. You know, it increases the perception of safety, happiness, the experience of children growing up in a place where, oh, the police are here. You know, I've had 5 experiences with the police. You know, one of them was kind of scary. You know, one of them, my mom or dad or whatever, was speeding and got a ticket, but the cops seemed nice. And then the other 3 were that they came to my school and talked to us. That they came to this, or they put on this like little fucking thing at the in a parking lot, like a little carnival or something, you know. And they came around and taught people about ways to be safer, you know, and kind of maybe showed off some of their karate or some shit, you know. I don't know, but like, what's wrong with that kind of view? Like, what's wrong with that ideal? Like, why is that an unreasonable standard? I don't think it is, you know. We see it in small scale. We need, that needs to be the standard. Like, and again, if that means that we have to kind of swing the other way, I know this is going to be a controversial position, but yeah, let them fucking go. If there is even the slightest compromise that needs to be made for public safety, fucking just let it go. Nobody needs to die. Like, nobody needs to die just going through that fucking ringer. It doesn't need to be this looming possibility that an interaction with the police is life or death. Because then nobody can fucking act right. Anyway, that's what I got. Let me know.